This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. Stop in soon to see our new shipment of organics, gluten-free, and healthier choices, including cereal and granola, snacks, chocolate, nut butters, and canned goods. These products are priced way below retail and include brands like Justin's, Lily's, Santa Cruz, Simple Mills, and Vermont Village. Shopping at Whitaker's is a lot like a health food co-op without the sticker shock. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. U.S. Army spy scandal, two active duty soldiers arrested. A third person, a former soldier, also nabbed. The Justice Department says they tried to give military secrets to China. Soldiers stationed at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, Washington State. President Trump signed executive orders delaying tariffs on Mexico and Canada by 1 month.
This is very much about companies and countries that have ripped off this country, our beloved USA, and they're not going to be ripping us off anymore. So, you know, I think that has an impact on the market.
Wall Street's still worried about tariffs plunged for the third time this week. President Trump signed an executive order establishing a government reserve of Bitcoin stashed with cryptocurrency seized in criminal and civil proceedings, says the White House. For the second time in 2 months, one of Elon Musk's SpaceX unmanned rockets blasted off and blew up. This is ABC News. Federal law enforcers are working with local police in Oregon to investigate another act of violence targeting one of Elon Musk's companies. ABC's Brian Clark.
Demonstrators were back at the Tigard, Oregon Tesla dealership Thursday, hours after someone shot at some of the vehicles in the building.
There's no answer for anything violent or jeopardizing someone's health and safety.
John McAlpine was one of Thursday's protesters. Nobody was hurt in the shooting that damaged three cars, but it's the latest in several acts of violence that have been targeting Tesla dealerships. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A Myrtle Beach, South Carolina woman has been arrested, accused of starting the Covington Drive wildfire that burned more than 2,000 acres and prompted evacuations. Witnesses say that Alexandria Bieluso started a fire in a backyard fire pit that was near a tree line. South Carolina forestry officials say she did not take precautions to keep the flames from spreading. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, in general, looks like a rather quiet weather pattern around here for several days to come. Temperatures will be on the upswing as well. In fact, we could be about 8 or 10 degrees above normal by tomorrow, even 15 to 20 degrees above normal on Monday. There will be a cold front sliding through here, though, early Tuesday. That'll knock our temperatures back significantly on Tuesday, but then they'll gradually bounce up again later in the week as we get into the south wind flow ahead of a storm system over the Rocky Mountains. That system is projected to slide northeast up into Wisconsin by Friday night. We could see a decent round of showers and thunderstorms ahead of it Friday evening into Friday night, possibly some decent rain amounts like a half inch or more. Gradually, some cooler air will filter in behind that next weekend. We might even see some snowflakes before next weekend is out. Well, here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy to sunny, high near 49 degrees. West wind picking up to 5 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, low 27 with light westerly winds. Tomorrow should be a very spring-like day with sunshine and warmer conditions, high in the mid-50s. Southwest to west wind 8 to 17. On Monday, plenty of sunshine, even warmer, low about 32, high up to 65. Heading into Tuesday, partly cloudy and sharply cooler, low 34, high near 46. Wednesday, partly cloudy and quiet, low 25, high 51. And Thursday, variably cloudy with a small chance of sprinkles, low temperature in the mid-30s. We top out in the mid-50s for the afternoon. And looking ahead to Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm once again. 70% chance of rain late in the day, possibly some thunderstorms. Low temperature 45 with a high near 64. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're up at 218 from our morning low of 17, and the high yesterday was 42. The record high in the year 2000, it was 72. The record low, 8 below. That from 1967. Last year was fairly comfortable, 45 the high and 38 the low. The sun will rise this morning at 6:26, set at 5:59 tomorrow and or tonight, and then rise tomorrow morning at 7:25. Because of daylight saving time, we move clocks forward. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.14. No precipitation to report today. 0.04 of an inch of rain and snow mixing yesterday. 18 degrees with clear skies currently.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Hey everyone, John from Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel here. Now's the time to stock up on filters at unbeatable price. Need filters for your car, truck, mower, or industrial equipment? Don't miss out. Now through March 15th is your chance to save big. Plus, we've got great deals on hydraulic oil greases and a full lineup of Milwaukee tools at fantastic prices. Now until quantity runs out, all Craftsman tools on big blowout pricing. Hurry in, the filter and tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel.
Good morning with sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. The Highland Cardinals and Ithaca Bulldogs battled in a boys' regional semifinal game last night at Highland, and Phil Nee was there.
The Highland Cardinals are moving on to the regional championship boys basketball game after a victory against the Ithaca Bulldogs Friday night, 79-57. The Cardinals jumped out strong. Ithaca's only lead in the game was 2-0. They were down by 24 points at one point. Highland led 44-22 at halftime. The Bulldogs had an amazing comeback in the second half and got within 3 points at 48-45 before the Cardinals got going again and took the lead back up to a comfortable distance. For Highland, Michael Esser had 21 points and led all scorers. Wes Kreisinger had 16, 12 points for John Dreschmeyer, 8 apiece for Bennett Smith and Caden Washa, 5 points for Landis Newberry, and 3 for Gavin Shemick. For the Bulldogs, Sammy Clary scored 14, 13 for Cody Burns. Casey Pomering added 12. 8 points scored by Devin Iam and 4 points apiece from Ethan Burkram and Wesley Nelson. The Bulldogs made 8 threes. They were 3 of 9
from the free throw line. Highland connected on 7 threes and made 11 of 14 from the line. They improved to 23-3 and now will play Royal tonight after the Panthers' victory against Kickapoo. The Bulldogs saw their season end at 19-7, and the high school basketball careers of these seniors is now over. Dante Kleinsaucer, Casey Pommering, Wesley Nelson, Sammy Clary, and Xander Sorensen. Once again, the final score Friday night, 79-57, Highland over Ithaca in WIAA boys semifinal regional basketball. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Staying in Division 5, as you heard Phil mention, Highland picked up the win. So did Royal over Kickapoo. It was Potosi defeating Seneca 74-51. North Crawford a 73-52 victory over River Ridge. Southwestern 69, Schulzburg 41, Barneveld 81-72 over Fall River. Abundant Life Christian 88, Pecatonica 44, and Belmont 61-55 over Argyle. In Division 4, Cuba City outlasted Fenimore in overtime 47-43. Darlington a big win over Belleville 72-50. Number 1 Mineral Point over Iowa Grant 79-36. Lancaster defeating Parkview 94-67. Checking Division 3, Platteville ended Richland Center's season last night 64-53. River Valley upset New Glarus 62-59. Wisconsin Dells 79, Broadhead 71. Lodi a win over Dodgeville by a final of 81-58. Division 2, Wauwatosa West over Golden Mare 80-59, Onalaska 87, Toma 60. Mosinee a 75-74 victory over Sparta. Mount Horeb routing Monroe 70-30. It was a win for McFarland in an upset by a point, 60-59 over Stoughton. Beaver Dam upset Sauk Prairie 67-55. And number 1 Brookfield Central held serve against DeForest 73-55. The 34th annual WIAA State Team Wrestling Tournament is taking place this weekend at the Fieldhouse on the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison. The tournament started yesterday. It will continue today. Last night's Division I quarterfinals, Kaukauna defeated West Allis Hale, Holman over Muskego. Bayport ended Reedsburg's season and Arrowhead over Waukesha West, which set up the semifinals, Kaukauna defeating Holman, Arrowhead against Bayport, Arrowhead victorious. The finals today at 3 p.m., Kaukauna versus Arrowhead. Division II semifinals this morning at 10 a.m. will have a local team involved. It's Fenimore taking on Coleman and St. Croix Falls versus Kewaskum. The winners of those two matches will be featured in the Division II championships. Division III semifinals today, another local team, Mineral Point, will take Stratford on, and Wyawega Fremont faces off against Oostburg. The Division III championship will see the winners of those two matches against one another. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly cloudy to sunny and mild today with a high temperature near 50. A little chilly tonight, mostly clear, will drop down to 27. Very spring-like on Sunday with sunshine and warmer conditions mid-50s. Mostly clear Sunday night, 32. Plenty of sunshine and even warmer on Monday with a high of 65. Tuesday, partly cloudy and sharply cooler with a high of 46 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, I'm not talking about logging out forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about logging out heaven. Me. talking out heaven. With whether we're wrong or right, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. She said I only take it slow. By now you ought to know that I ain't digging this. If we can start as friends, the weekend just might end with a little kiss. She said I'm a lady looking for a man in my life who'll make a good husband, I'll make a good wife. Easy now. I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people. I reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. See, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. Yeah, I'm just talking about a little bit later tonight.
That was always a fun one, the late Toby Keith. We're going to miss songs like that. I'm just talking about tonight. And speaking of fun music,
I remember back in 83, I was building a new house for the family and decided to burn that old house down. My wife had other plans, you see, to the milk house for a bath when she, and oh, that fire was burning pretty good. A neighbor up the road a ways was working his field and he saw the blaze, ran to his house to call that fire in. The only running water that you could drink was, yes, you guessed it, in the milk house sink where my wife was bathing, much to her chagrin. The chief and all the firemen met in the milk house where my wife was dripping wet, and a little skimpy towel was laying there on the floor. The bubbles in the bath had lost their luster, and the firemen broke up their filibuster in a private bath, appealed to her no more. She ain't no church lady. She's all a woman can be. She ain't no church lady. Fire spread through the town, and the people came on over from all around, and my wife just had that skimpy towel. A decision must be made to cover north or south, half block distance to get to the house. North was left to greatly be exposed. Now what started out as a simple bath became a community all-out bash. No one will ever forget that day. My recollection is quite clear, along with all of the cheese and the beer. My wife walking up the road topless with that sway. Church lady, she's all a woman can be. She ain't no church lady. Now all the firemen agree. Now all the town
opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hey folks, John here at Napa, Richland Center in Boscobel. It's perfect time to stock up on filters at unbeatable prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is your chance to save big. We've got great deals on hydraulic oil, greases, and a full line of Milwaukee tools at amazing prices. Stop in today, and as always, we have free popcorn. We appreciate your business and can't wait to see you soon.
Napa know-how!
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Forever, thought it was true. We've been together our whole lives through.
yeah, you really had me going. There you go, Zoggy, a little Holly Dunn. This is your weekend wake up. Few clouds starting to roll in. The worst floor and home thermometer showing 19 degrees. I always love a good Rivers song, and always love a good Charlie Pride tune as well. Hint, they're all good.
Walking along, whistling a song, barefoot and fancy free. A big river boat passing us by. She's headed for New Orleans. There she goes, disappearing around a bend. Roll on, Mississippi. You make me feel like a child again. Cool river breeze, like peppermint leaves. The taste of it takes me back. Chewing on a straw, torn overalls, cane pole and old straw hat. Muddy river, just like a long lost friend. Roll on, Mississippi. You make me feel like a child again. Roll on, Mississippi. Big river roll. You're the child of me. I need a place to dream. So I come to your banks, I sit in your shade, and relive the memories. Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Roll on, Mississippi. You make me feel like a child again. Roll on, Mississippi.
It's 6:30. We have moved up to 20 degrees. This update is brought to you by Computer Connections. Why Connect Wireless? Bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. Partly cloudy to sunny, very mild, a comfortable 49 for a high, 27 tonight, 55 tomorrow, mid-60s by Monday.
Looking for a better mobile experience? Why Connect Wireless has you covered. Keep your favorite phone and number with their Bring Your Own Device plan. Enjoy the speed and reliability of a 5G network without the big carrier hassles, with local support and service tailored for you. Why Connect Wireless delivers the connectivity you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. Saturdays from 9 until 1. Why Connect Wireless? Local, reliable, and built for you.
Good morning with news on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. They came to vent and to cry and to exhort. The overflow crowd of frustrated Democrats who met this week in a small Wisconsin city's library voiced anger over President Donald Trump, his billionaire advisor Elon Musk, and the direction of our nation. One person called for riots, another said they were embarrassed to be an American. But their barbs were not limited to just Republicans. Some Democrats who gathered under the St. Patrick's Day decorations in the Sauk City Library's meeting room questioned their own party's messaging and expressed fear about losing a high-stakes upcoming state Supreme Court election. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced she successfully pushed President Trump's United States Department of Agriculture to restart payments already committed to Dairy Business Innovation Initiative recipients with no strings attached. Last week, Baldwin demanded the Trump administration release the funding that was already approved by Congress on a bipartisan basis, signed into law, and already awarded to farmers, but had been halted at the direction of the Trump administration, taking $6.5 million from 88 dairy businesses, including 30 in Wisconsin. Baldwin followed up on last week's demand with a phone call Friday morning to the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins. On the call, Rollins confirmed that the funding would be released immediately. DBI grants help dairy business diversify their products, market their products, and grow their businesses. In addition to the 88 dairy businesses across the Midwest waiting on a collective $6.5 million in reimbursements for funds appropriated in fiscal year 2023, the Wisconsin Initiative was told they may not receive funding that they were guaranteed for fiscal year 2024, despite having already expended nearly $500,000. Across the four Baldwin Champion DBI centers, 420 dairy businesses were affected by the decision to pause reimbursement, with overall $28 million expected. Wisconsin election officials plan to call Madison City workers in for depositions to learn more about how nearly 200 absentee ballots went uncounted in the November election. The uncounted ballots didn't affect any race results, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission is investigating how they were missed and whether Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Bell violated state law or otherwise abused her discretion. Commissioners appeared flabbergasted at the failure to count the ballots during a meeting Friday. The panel voted unanimously to call city workers, including Witzel-Bell, in for depositions, question and answer periods in which the subject provides sworn testimony. A Wisconsin judge has rejected state health officials' attempts to keep a woman who stabbed her sixth-grade classmate to please horror character Slenderman more than a decade ago committed to a psychiatric hospital. The woman, Morgan Geiser, and her friend were 12 years old in 2014 when they lured classmate Peyton Leitner to a Waukesha park after a sleepover. Geiser stabbed her 19 times. Geiser is now 22 years old and has spent nearly 7 years at the psychiatric hospital. A judge ruled in January that she could be released after experts testify she's made progress battling mental illness. Bowen reversed his previous decision Thursday after prosecutors alleged she had been reading a gory novel and communicating with a person who collects murder memorabilia. Several Madison children were left in a Madison apartment alone while their mom was out of state. Madison police executed a welfare check last Friday. They found seven young children between ages 2 and 13 living in, quote, deplorable conditions. Officers learned that the mother had been in Illinois for a week. No reason was given on why she left the children alone. CPS placed them in the care of a family friend. Their mother is back in Wisconsin and has contacted police as they investigate the situation. A woman accused of causing a Madison City bus driver to crash into a restaurant last month was in court Wednesday. Counts against 24-year-old Raven Johnson include second-degree recklessly endangering safety and attempted battery to a public transit operator. The bus driver told investigators a passenger attacked him because she wanted to be dropped off at a spot that the bus was not going to. Surveillance video from the bus showed the woman hitting the driver multiple times. Police later identified Raven Johnson as the alleged attacker. They arrested her during a Tuesday traffic stop. And daylight saving time begins the second Sunday of March every year and runs through the first Sunday in November. Everyone is reminded that daylight saving time begins tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. When daylight saving time begins, we move our clocks forward 1 hour. We may lose an hour of sleep, but we will gain an extra hour of evening sunlight beginning Sunday. The official change to daylight saving time occurs at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, but many change their clocks before going to bed tonight. So don't forget, you may wish to set your clocks ahead 1 hour tonight. Daylight saving time will run until Sunday, November 2nd. With the beginning of daylight saving time, everyone is encouraged to use this opportunity to conduct safety checks around your home and review emergency plans.
Cattle producers, looking to take your herd to the next level? RedFest is back for its 7th annual cattle sale, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, we're offering 48 top-tier registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. No matter the size or needs of your operation, RedFest has the right bull for you. Visit RedFestSale.com today for details and to view the sale catalog. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at RedFest.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly cloudy to sunny and mild today with a high temperature near 50. A little chilly tonight, mostly clear, will drop down to 27. Very spring-like on Sunday with sunshine and warmer conditions mid-50s. Mostly clear Sunday night, 32. Plenty of sunshine and even warmer on Monday with a high of 65. Tuesday, partly cloudy and sharply cooler with a high of 46 degrees.
Wolf Moon Dance. Here we are all alone in Escanaba in the moonlight together. But I just can't be happy because I'm 35 and I've never bagged a buck.
My people have magic potions that can help you.
Oh, thanks much. What I have to do to get some?
First, you must catch a porcupine.
Catch a porcupine? With my hands?
Yes, and then you must extract its essence.
Its essence? What do you mean by that?
And you will need to find a moose as well.
A whole moose? To extract its essence?
No, just one part of it.
The horn?
No, lower.
The hoof?
No, higher.
The tail?
Closer.
I don't think I want to know. But if you want to know, come to see Escanaba in the Moonlight at the City Auditorium on Friday, March 14th, and Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. Just $10 to get in.
And may you have good medicine until then.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports brought to you today by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. Offering 24-7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you are looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Good morning with Sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. The Highland Cardinals and Ithaca Bulldogs battled in a boys' regional semifinal game last night at Highland, and Phil Nee was there.
The Highland Cardinals are moving on to the regional championship boys' basketball game after a victory against the Ithaca Bulldogs Friday night, 79-57. The Cardinals jumped out strong. Ithaca's only lead in the game was 2-0. They were down by 24 points at one point. Highland led 44-22 at halftime. The Bulldogs had an amazing comeback in the second half and got within 3 points at 48-45 before the Cardinals got going again and took the lead back up to a comfortable distance. For Highland, Michael Esser had 21 points and led all scorers. Wes Kreisinger had 16. 12 points for John Dreschmeyer, 8 apiece for Bennett Smith and Caden Washa, 5 points for Landis Newberry, and 3 for Gavin Shemek. For the Bulldogs, Sammy Clary scored 14, 13 for Cody Burns, Casey Pomering added 12, 8 points scored by Devin Iam, and 4 points apiece from Ethan Burkram and Wesley Nelson. The Bulldogs made 8 threes. They were 3 of 9 from the free throw line. Highland connected on 7 threes and made 11 of 14 from the line. They improved to 23-3 and now will play Royal tonight after the Panthers' victory against Kickapoo. The Bulldogs saw their season end at 19-7, and the high school basketball careers of these seniors is now over. Dante Kleinsaucer, Casey Pomering, Wesley Nelson, Sammy Clary, and Xander Sorensen. Once again, the final score Friday night, 79-57, Highland over Ithaca in WIAA Boys Semifinal Regional Basketball. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Staying in Division 5, as you heard Phil mention, Highland picked up the win, so did Royal over Kickapoo. It was Potosi defeating Seneca 74-51, North Crawford a 73-52 victory over River Ridge, Southwestern 69, Schulzburg 41, Barneveld 81-72 over Fall River, Abundant Life Christian 88, Pecatonica 44, and Belmont 61-55 over Argyle. In Division 4, Cuba City outlasted Fenimore in overtime 47-43. Darlington a big win over Belleville 72-50. Number 1, Mineral Point over Iowa Grant 79-36. Lancaster defeating Parkview 94-67. Checking Division 3, Platteville ended Richland Center's season last night 64-53. River Valley upset New Glarus 62-59. Wisconsin Dells 79, Broadhead 71. Lodi a win over Dodgeville by a final of 81-58. Division 2, Wauwatosa West over Golden Air 80-59, Onalaska 87, Toma 60. Mosinia 75-74 victory over Sparta. Mount Horeb routing Monroe 70-30. It was a win for McFarland in an upset by a point, 60-59 over Stoughton. Beaver Dam upset Sauk Prairie 67-55. And number 1, Brookfield Central held serve against DeForest 73-55. The 34th annual WIAA State Team Wrestling Tournament is taking place this weekend at the Fieldhouse on the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison. The tournament started yesterday. It will continue today. Last night's Division I quarterfinals, Kaukauna defeated West Allis Hale, Holman over Muskego. Bayport ended Reedsburg's season and Arrowhead over Waukesha West, which set up the semifinals, Kaukauna defeating Holman, Arrowhead against Bayport, Arrowhead victorious. The finals today at 3 p.m., Kaukauna versus Arrowhead. Division 2 semifinals this morning at 10 a.m. will have a local team involved. It's Fenimore taking on Coleman and St. Croix Falls versus Kewaskum. The winners of those two matches will be featured in the Division II championships. Division III semifinals today, another local team, Mineral Point, will take Stratford on, and Wyawega Fremont faces off against Oostburg. The Division III championship will see the winners of those two matches against one another.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. From Juice Newton, a classic, Queen of Hearts. The Edward Jones calendar shows today is National Retro Video Game Day. So break out the Pong and the Pac-Man and the Donkey Kong, whatever you have. Celebrate today, National Retro Video Game Day. Well, we just got word we're going to have sports on the radio tonight. And we'd like to congratulate River Valley. A bit of a minor upset last night in boys semifinal regional, where they defeated New Glarus 62-59. Platteville got by Center last night, 64-53. On the radio tonight, River Valley at Platteville in a regional championship matchup. Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Teston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers. Search Richland Center or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
We have an ABC News update coming your way in around 6 minutes right here on your sunshiny radio. Looking good out there. The Wirtz floor and home thermometer, 20. Following our low of 17, here's the lovely Charlie.
All that's left is a band of gold. All that's left of the dreams I hold is a band of gold. And the memory of what love could be if you were still here with me. You took me from the shelter of a lover I had never known. Any other week.
It's a summertime music festival memory.
Star Spangled Celebration.
On Civic Media from WRCO-FM.
When you left, I told myself I wouldn't let you haunt my mind. I'd be strong, I'd carry on and leave the past behind. I'd just forget we ever met and find somebody new. And now I want you to know I'm almost over you. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y. Now I'll admit you're hard to quit. I've been going through a bad withdrawal, but you can bet I had to let you walk before I'd crawl. I got my pride, wrong or right, I'm gonna stand my ground, and I ain't gonna let your memory get me down. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y. When you walked out, I was just about to break down and beg you not to go. But if you wanna come home, it's only fair that you should know. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I kiss somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake. When I'm sleeping, girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y. And only on days that end in Y.
Listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon